the moment you stop innovating is the moment you start to let others win.
I'm your host, Dave Knox, and this is Predicting the Turn, a show that helps business leaders meet their industry's inevitable disruption head on.
Welcome to another episode of Predicting the Turn. Today, we sit down to learn about the world of Body Armor Sports Nutrition as we sit down with CEO Federico Marchant. Federico, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's always great to catch up. It's been a long time since we once worked together in the halls of Procter & Gamble. So looking forward to hearing the story.
Likewise. It's been way too long, my friend.
I want to start with a little bit about the story of Body Armor. You joined the company back in 2022. Can you talk me through the founding of the business originally and then how we came up to today?
Absolutely. Look, the Body Armor story is a fascinating one. It's a brand that came in the year 2011 and disrupted a huge category that had been dominated by two players for the most part the last 65 years. It is a brand that was founded by what I would consider one of the greatest entrepreneurs, not only the beverage industry has ever seen, but the food and beverage industry has ever seen, Mike Rapoli. Previously founded Vitamin Water, previously founded Smart Water in his Glasso days, and had many other business ventures that were extremely successful. Body Armor became his latest obsession in the year 2011. Shortly thereafter, it was not only funded, but fueled, and I would say inspired by one of the great athletes of all time, Kobe Bryant. So Kobe Bryant came in early on. I think there was a lot of magic between those two guys, Rapoli and Bryant. And really, from a product standpoint, they went after an unmet need in isotonics or in sports drinks. This was a novel concept back then. It was a sports drink that had nothing artificial in it. It was about being better than anything else that was out there and that had been out there for a long time. So the results were outstanding. I would say to me that one of the most impressive things that Body Armor did is that it didn't come in and disrupt at the expense of others. It actually almost doubled the size of the category in its first 5 years of existence. It's unbelievable what's transpired. It's still a young brand. It's still a 12-year-old brand. And like you said, I came on board maybe 6 months after the acquisition happened. I was part of a year-long transition period with both leadership teams very involved, from Coca-Cola and from a legacy Body Armor. And then we've been very focused on building the organization, bringing talent from the outside, bringing some talent from Coca-Cola, but also maintaining a ton of institutional Body Armor talent and operating in this new model within Coke as a separate but connected model that operates independently, but also connected with the big company. So since then, we've incorporated the management of Powerade into our scope as well. So we operate like a sports division within the Coca-Cola company, managing two brands, roughly about a third of the category. And these two brands are very different from each other, very different in the actual functionality of the product, very different in the product itself, very different in the pricing, very different in the consumers. So we think we have a very good portfolio to be able to go after what we want to be, which is ultimately be number one in the space.
So when you think about that product innovation, you mentioned all the opportunities you have now under the Coca-Cola umbrella. How do you think about that product innovation pipeline and identifying those consumer needs and where you want to go next with the business?
Yeah, look, innovation is extremely important, Dave. If the moment you stop innovating is the moment you start to let others win, we cannot allow our competitors to catch up. Body Armor has been innovative in its base product just because we're extremely different than anything that's out there or that has been out there for a long time. We will continue to be the only ones with nothing artificial. Believe it or not, there's still a lot of need states that are out there that we are currently not participating in. Need states and occasions that actually are driving growth for the category. When we look at the category in particular of sports drink, there were two segments where Body Armor has never participated. The first one is zero sugar, and then rapid rehydration. As we look at innovation, the first step in our journey was, hey, are we fully participating in the category? And is there a player in those subcategories that brings to the table the qualities and the credentials that Body Armor has brought to mainstream isotonics, which is no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, zero artificial. So that's why innovation has been important for us to play a bigger role within sports drink. But I think innovation is going to be very important as we also go beyond sports drinks and into other categories.
So diving into those kind of two innovations you just mentioned, zero sugar is a close adjacency for you. It's an offering for the core product that somebody knows and loves about Body Armor. Rapid rehydration takes it a step further, and you're going after really what has been a new category that didn't exist that long ago. How do you go in with that and stretch the brand equity of Body Armor to go against those established competitors that exist in the rapid rehydration space?
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. Don't underestimate zero sugar. Zero sugar is 20% of the sports drink category. So think about 20% of $11 billion and growing, right? Zero sugar is going to be a very big part of our portfolio. We had not, until now, really addressed that need state. We're very happy with what we're seeing early on. And it's the first zero sugar product out there that has nothing artificial. So we're going to play a big role in that. And that's going to be a big growth engine for us as a brand. But you're absolutely right. Rapid rehydration, if I give you some data from last year alone, rapid rehydration became 10% of the sports drink category, but driving roughly about 40% of the absolute growth. So this is a massive growth engine. It's a new product for the U.S. market, very popular in Latin America, and it offers a much higher functionality for the occasion of extreme heat, for extreme hustle, and for actually as a hangover cure, believe it or not. We're diving into it, and we think we have a very important role to play, not because of all of our better-for-you attributes, but also because we believe in the space. It's still a hydration space. It's still about active hydration. And Body Armor has always been that brand that identifies itself as a superior hydration product. So in the world of hydration, it is changing. The world is becoming more functional. And that's the way it's manifesting itself within the sports drink category, with a segment like rapid rehydration being a massive growth engine.
Looking at that innovation or that growth story, innovation's one with product, and then distribution's another growth that you can think of as a place to expand the business. How have you thought about the international growth of Body Armor as you've started to lead the business?
Yeah, no, it's a big part. Distribution, the Coca-Cola system, I would say there's nothing like it in the world in terms of the execution muscle that it represents, but the distribution opportunities that it represents. That applies here in the US with the Coca-Cola bottling system, but internationally as well. So as we continue to grow in the US and we continue to round out our portfolio and go into new categories, the international expansion is a big part of this brand as well. So we just recently launched in Canada in the month of January. So it's been 2 months. And so far what we're seeing is a great reception from the Canadian market to the brand. So Canada has been a priority because of its closeness to the US, its proximity, but also the similarities between the US consumer and the Canadian consumer are remarkable. So it just made sense for us to go there first. And so far, so good. We're extremely happy with what's happening up north. The next step would be down south, again, for proximity reasons, but also it's a big market. Mexico is something that we're extremely excited about. The one big difference with Mexico than the US and Canada is that, believe it or not, in Mexico, Powerade is the leader. So the leader of the category is within our family. So we need to understand, what are we going to do the same? How are we going to act differently in Mexico? And that's why we're piloting this year, to be able to figure out what the right launch for the Mexican market is next year. Beyond the two countries that I mentioned, we're looking south into Latin America and figuring out what that looks like, Central and South America. But at the same time, we are looking at Europe and Asia. So we're working very closely with the Coca-Cola operating units around the world, with the global team to figure out what our steps are going to be there. But you will see expansion of the brand in the next 3 years in different formats, in different ways, depending on the markets. But this brand was acquired by Coke to make it a global brand, and that continues to be the plan.
Talent is a big part of predicting the turn. And as we talk about talent, I wanted to mention one of our sponsors, Hunt Club. Imagine the power of the best marketers in the world helping you to find your next marketing leader. That's the power of Hunt Club. Hunt Club is a new category of talent company that powers the network of experts, connectors, and business leaders to help you find the best talent. Let's face it, recruiting hasn't changed with the times. Hunt Club is changing the recruiting game by leveraging technology and crowdsourced referrals to find you the best people possible for your company. Stop paying job boards that don't work or recruiting firms that recycle the same active candidates. Partner with Hunt Club.
When talking about the kind of founding story of Body Armor, you mentioned the relationship with Kobe Bryant. That was really a game changer, I think, when it came to consumer products. And one of the first times that it wasn't just an endorsement deal, it was really somebody having equity being invested in the business, which obviously turned out to be quite a good investment across the board. With that as the heritage of the business, how have you continued that mantra of partnership versus just endorsement for the business and your work with athletes?
Yeah, look, the story of Kobe Bryant and Body Armor was the original creator. Kobe was the original creator-led brand. We see a lot of these nowadays, right? So if you look at Kobe's involvement with Body Armor, yes, he was an investor. More importantly, he was a creative lead for the brand. To this day, Kobe had a lot to do with the personality of the brand, the equity of the brand, the packaging of the brand, everything that you see and touch and feel and taste from Body Armor. Kobe had a very important say in it. He was never the face of the brand. He was in the owner's suite. And that was by design. And that's, I think, Kobe Bryant was as much of a genius in the corporate world as he was on the court. And so to this day, I would say the Mamba mentality lives in our hallways here in the office. We live and breathe the Mamba mentality. The whole idea of this one obsession to ultimately become number one, and this whole idea of becoming better every single day and being obsessed with being better, not fearing failure, and never flinching, all comes directly from the Mamba mentality and from Kobe's mindset. So the brand will continue to be a representation of Kobe.
So speaking of that Mamba mentality, one of the other kind of great facets of his career was he thought he was the best, and he was in many ways, but he also learned from the best that came before him. So as you think about leading Body Armor, how do you take that Mamba mentality into your own growth and your own shape of thinking about where you're heading and what can you learn from the brands before you?
Yeah, I think fusing the Mamba mentality into a second brand like Powerade is already proving to be very beneficial for us as a business. Powerade is a brand that pretty much has been there, not necessarily driving growth for the last decade, and has been a distant number two. We're seeing a lot of energy and a lot of good numbers, to be honest with you, on Powerade. So that's just a tiny example. I think we can have a huge influence in the Coca-Cola system as well and in the Coca-Cola company, because the Mamba mentality is about being a challenger. It's about being an underdog. It's about being scrappy. I would say Coca-Cola, like our old company, Procter & Gamble, might be one of the best in the business at leading and being a leader. But I think there's a lot for us to learn in how to be a good challenger. And how to be able to drive that competitive nature from an underdog spot, not necessarily from a leading spot. So I think that mindset will continue to fuel Body Armor. I think it's going to have big influence on Powerade because it's under our scope, but I think it can have broader influence into other Coca-Cola brands, into the Coca-Cola system itself, but also as Coca-Cola looks in the future at other companies. I think what we've gone through and how we've incorporated and become better because of the mindset of Body Armor, I think there's going to be a lot of benefits beyond just how Body Armor as a brand continues to behave.
So talk about that in kind of intentionality of the partners that you have and the brands and the athletes and celebrities you work with. One of the most recent has been your announcement of partnering with Dude Perfect, which today, as all of us, their parents are as important as some of the athletes out there. So what led you to working with Dude Perfect, and how do you think about that as a brand partner?
Yeah, look, when we look at partners, Dave, we do a lot of work to make sure that Number one, the partners are real. Number two, they need to really embody and live the values of our brand, the values of the Mamba mentality, both on and off the field. So that's super important. We're always looking for partners with staying power as well. We do not believe in short-term deals. We don't want short-term deals. We want to build relationships with these partners because at the end of the day, Body Armor is about being authentic. And we want those authentic relationships. And we want us to be invested in them and them to be invested in us. Man, talk about staying power. Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect was popular 20 years ago. And they blew up 20 years ago, but they're still massively popular, even more popular now. So I would say that in the world of creators, that's a big change that our industry has seen lately. How do you get yourself involved as a big brand with content creators? How do you get your brand exposed to different audiences and recruit new drinkers? We had been looking at Dude Perfect for a while. And believe it or not, these guys went to Texas A&M, and I'm a Texas A&M alum. And the world is a small place. An acquaintance they have and I have in common one day reached out to me. And he told me he believes in Aggies connecting Aggies and that there should be something happening between Body Armor that is now being led by someone from Texas A&M and Dude Perfect, which has every single one of the dudes is from A&M. So he reached out to me. He said he knew them. He connected us with them. And when I brought this to the marketing team, they said, we've been looking at these guys for a long time. So it's a small world. It happened quick. And we could not be more excited to be part of it. And what you'll see from that partnership is not a sponsorship. What you're going to see is an integration of a brand. And I cannot be more excited.
Relate to that, prior to coming Body Armor, you've had a great career at a whole range of some of the best brands out there, including Chobani and others that we mentioned. How have you found the experience of integrating into a place like Coca-Cola and leading a business that's inspired like Body Armor different than some of the other roles and industries you've had in the past?
Yeah, look, I think every experience has helped me prepare for this moment. Being part of the internship class that you led at P&G, man, those were my formative days. From them to Frito to Danone, I think they have all contributed. So I've been in very different companies. I've been in big companies, small companies, medium-sized companies, public companies, private companies. And I think all of those experiences helped me prepare for the world I'm in right now, which is I'm part of a big company, but managing a small, fast entrepreneurial company. So it's really the best of both worlds for me. But you mentioned Chobani. Chobani for me was very special. And not only did we face big adversity at Chobani, we also encountered massive breakthroughs. And we expanded a yogurt company that was only a Greek yogurt company. We made it a big yogurt company. And then we started to expand beyond yogurt as well into milk and coffee creamer. So I see a lot of similarities between here and Chobani. High growth categories, the world turning functional, better for you space. And then finding out ways to continue to spearhead innovation and thinking for the category is the role that Chobani has within dairy. It's the role that Body Armor has within sports drink. I've always seen and will always see Chobani as different. Chobani was better than the rest. I think Body Armor is as well. Body Armor is better than the competition. Now, the biggest difference, and I think I mentioned this earlier, is the Coca-Cola bottling system. That system that we have as partners here at Body Armor, man, best in the world at executing, best in the world at bringing to life brands in store. So the power that we can have with a brand like Body Armor, with the muscle and the execution of the Coca-Cola system is something that's beyond exciting. But every single moment prepared me for this. And right now I'm living a dream. I'm living a dream of being in the world of sports that I love for a brand that I truly believe in, that stands for superior credentials across the board. And with the backing of the Coca-Cola company and the Coca-Cola system, we can't ask for a better position to be in.
So let's talk about that parallel that you just made. Chobani really changed what the dairy category looked like, and a lot of innovation came out of that. With Body Armor, you're doing the same with sports nutrition, with zero sugar and rapid rehydration as the first. Where do you see the brand going in the next 5 years to continue to build and push on that momentum?
Body Armor is a brand, Dave. I see a brand that is going to be bigger in scope. I see a brand that it's going to be much bolder in the way we market ourselves, in the way we talk about not only us and what's good with us, but active hydration as a whole. And I see us just getting better and better at becoming better marketers, becoming better at execution, becoming better in our commercial plans, in our operations. I see a Body Armor that is playing in more categories. Right now, we play in sports drinks. We have a fast-growing water business, an electrolyte water business. And then we have functional powder sticks. I see Body Armor, for right now, we're playing in three categories. I see us playing in much more, 4, 5, 6. I see a Body Armor with a much bigger footprint. We talk Canada, we talk Mexico, but this is going to become a global brand. We're extremely excited about what's to come. World Cup being an example, for example, hosted in North America in 2026, Body Armor is going to be a big part of that. And that's going to set the stage for us to launch this brand into new territories and into spaces that we haven't been in before. And then I see a brand that together with Powerade, 5 years from now, either we're very close, but definitely on the way to becoming number one. So at the end of the day, that's what we come here to do every single day. That's our one obsession. Our one obsession is to become number one in the places we play in sports drink, and we're on our way to doing that.
Federico, it's great to catch up, and I can't thank you enough for sharing the story of Body Armor and how you're keeping that Mamba mentality.
Thank you, Dave. You were a big part of it from the very beginning, and I'm forever grateful to you for that, and thank you for the time.
Of course.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like the show, hit that rating and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And for more resources, head over to predictingthetern.com.